At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's time to go prop shopping.
Welcome back into BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio with you. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily. And while you do that, download the free Odyssey app to watch, listen, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily podcast. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on the BetQL network. So let's go prop shopping. Joe G, did you shed a tear late last week? Like no more NBA every single day? That was a big part of our daily process and the prop shopping with all the options available throughout the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I missed the easy winners we were giving out every day.
It was fun.
I mean, look, Vic had Cam Johnson every day during the playoffs. Remember when Giannis's over-under on points fell like 26 and a half? We were like, yep. Wait a second, it's Giannis that he scored a million points and 50 to win the title. Yes, I do miss the NBA props for sure. And on a day baseball is a little bit lighter, which it is today, there's a little bit less to choose from. Like when it's a full baseball slate, there's enough there, right? That you can get through and see a lot of props you like. But on a lighter baseball slate, I definitely miss the NBA props.
Certainly. Maybe there's Olympics. Even though I haven't been in yet, there's still time for me. I'm just not going to scream and yell if the USA basketball team loses a game. Nothing's going to match. 92, man. We're never going to be there again. The world has completely caught up and in many ways surpassed us. What are we, minus 200 to win the gold now? There's no – maybe some people say that's a cheap price for the U.S. team. I'm not backing them. Are you?
No, I'm not. And here's the thing. The best players in the world don't want to play or don't care to play, or they're just coming off a season where they're hurt. Right? Like if the United States sent their best 12 players, I think they'd win the gold. Like they'd win it if they were engaged and wanted to be there. How many of the best players in the world are, first of all, from the United States? We're taking Giannis out of the mix, taking Luka out of the mix. How many, Joe, off the top of your head, how many of the NBA's best 15 players are, number one, would represent America in the Olympics, and number two, are there? It's not that many.
No, it's not.
Taking Giannis out, Luka's out, Joel Embiid is out, right? They're not American. And then you throw in the guys that are there. I mean, Harden's not there.
Do you need all of the stars to be there to be all in? Because in the 90s, that was an event. It was a big deal. I remember as a kid, I'm like, Mom, we've got to go to McDonald's. I need to get the team to see which cup I'm going to get. Oh, I got Magic Johnson. Let's see if I can get Scottie Pippen or Michael Jordan because I'm a big Bulls fan. Like that was a huge deal back then. Now, I don't really care if they win or lose. Listen, whatever, man.
My Scottie Pippen cup might still be at my parents' house. Somewhere. I love that.
You did too. Okay.
Yeah, I was all in. You know what it might be? It might be cyclical. Remember the Redeem team that won, what was it, like 10 years ago or whatever? This might happen, right? They might struggle for a couple turns, and then the next group will be like, oh, we got to revive American basketball, and they'll go to the Olympics. They'll blow everyone out. But listen, this is what it is now. I don't think, and especially after a season like this that was so long, it just ended. Like these guys, Jrue Holiday's getting off the plane and playing basketball after the finals.
Can I go back in time and remove Christian Laettner from that team?
You can, but I prefer him there. It's funnier. Like,
why?
Because they had all these superstars. There's Christian Leitner.
Get out of here. Get out of here. The fellas are questioning me. Surpass. Like, I'm just saying, for this setting, doesn't mean that they now have better players in the world outside of the United States. I'm saying for this. And you know what? I give the players that are there credit. I would not go if my season just ended. I'm sorry. Not interested.
I mean, think about it. LeBron would rather be playing with Bugs Bunny right now than playing the Olympics.
Did you watch it?
Space Jam 2? No, I haven't seen it.
Did all right. Know? I did. I do. I watched it the other day.
Well, give us the review. Good, bad?
Well, I mean, good. I mean, what do you want me to say? It's Space Jam 2. I'm not going to be the Bulls fan that's like, no, you know, there's no way LeBron could do it as good as Michael Jordan. I thought it was pretty good. I asked my son afterwards. I'm like, okay, so what'd you think? Gave it 2 thumbs up. Kids enjoyed it. They were engaged the entire time. I didn't think they would be. And two kids who, they're not going to sit there and watch a 3-hour NBA game with me, but they watched every second of that movie. So I think that's a good thing.
Well, then it served its purpose in your house. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. It was fine. It was cool for a family. I think your family would watch it and like, okay, that was enjoyable. Yeah.
But LeBron, Michael, better actor, because we've debated better basketball player for 2 decades now. But the better actor, Michael?
Yes.
You got to think it's Michael.
Yeah. Early on, I was like, oh, man, LeBron. Like, this dialogue is terrible. It's so bad.
Well, he's awkward, whatever he does, except when he's on the court. He's just awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that Space Jam 2 was phenomenal, but it's for the kids and my small sample size, 2, the kids enjoyed it. So I think it's fine. I did ask him, I said, do you think it was better than the first one? And he didn't remember watching it in the heat of the pandemic when nothing was coming out. Right. So I had him watch that on Netflix. I do remember my reaction was, though, many, many years later, that it did hold up. It did hold up because it had their attention, that one, too. So
yeah, I think that surprised. One will hold up for a while. Yeah, people will still watch that a long time from now.
Yeah. What did they say what he made on that?
Oh, Michael, like back in the day?
No, LeBron.
Oh, I don't know. I know make. It made like $50 million the first weekend or two. It's made a pretty good amount of money.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You don't even need to go to the theater anymore.
Well, that helps, right? You just watch it in your house. Put it on the basement.
I would not. I probably am not going to the theater to watch Space Jam 2. Anyways, let's go prop shopping. Major League Baseball. 9 games today. Maybe we can say 7 when it comes to props, because usually with these double dips, they don't post a lot of these K props.
No, we were looking for Stroman earlier, and you mentioned the Braves don't strike out much. Stroman is hit or miss with strikeouts. I'd probably stay away from the Mets Braves in terms of any of the props. And the home, you can't take a home run prop in a 7-inning game. It just feels like you're losing an at bat potentially.
I mean, it better be like 6-1.
Right. You better get a lot of value there, and you're not going to get it, right? If you want Freddie Freeman today, you're not getting that much value. No way. They should actually combine the doubleheader into one prop for a home run. Now that would be fun, right? You take Freddie Freeman all day, right? Whatever the number is, you get 8 plate appearances, roughly, maybe 7, depending on how the games play out. That'd be interesting.
Throw them in a bandbox where maybe wind is blowing out. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, even though you wouldn't get the great payout. So I mentioned earlier when we were going over today's card that I'm looking at the teams since the All-Star break that have not been striking out a lot, and almost all of them are in action. Atlanta, they have the lowest strikeout rate. The problem is they've got the doubleheader against the Mets, so we don't see any of those posted. Second lowest strikeout rate, and they've been low throughout the season, is Toronto. Going up against Pivetta, the Blue Jays offense crushes Pivetta, so maybe he's not out there very long. Pivetta's K-prop is 5.5, juice to the under. Are you in on the under?
Yeah, I'm going under here. You mentioned the Blue Jays don't strike out. Pivetta's not been good against Toronto. It is at a hitter's park. And I have to imagine, I know there's still a lot of season to go, but these games are big for Boston. I can't imagine Alex Cora lets Pivetta go out there, you know, just pitch 5 innings, even if he's getting hit around. I'd imagine the Red Sox would go to the bullpen to get him out of the game. When that's a big part of this, right? When you look at these K-props, it's not just the strikeout rate, strikeout percentage. Is this guy going to pitch enough innings to get there? And I don't trust Pivetta today.
Pineda and Spencer Howard. Pineda against Detroit. That number's 4.5. Tigers have not been striking out a ton
so far in the second half. Tigers.
Yes, except for this weekend. And how about tell me about Spencer Howard. Now, this Nationals lineup has been hitting, And the Nats have the third lowest strikeout rate in baseball since the restart.
What's Spencer's number?
4.5, juiced heavily to the under.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the reason why. He doesn't pitch enough innings.
So should we bet under?
Yeah. He actually pitched well last week at Yankee Stadium. He may have had 4 or 5 strikeouts. So he may have had this kind of number. But, Joe, he can't go. I don't know what it is. Listen to this story. Earlier this season, and it's the weirdest thing with him. I think he's a relief pitcher. I think he was a relief pitcher in college.
Okay.
He goes 2 innings now in the big leagues, and he's out of gas completely. Earlier this season, his velocity will drop from 97 to 90. Around the third or fourth inning. It's out of this world what happens to him. Earlier this season, he ran the bases. I think he got on base or whatever in a game. The next inning, his velocity dropped 6 miles an hour. After the game, he said he was still out of breath because he ran the bases. And he's not like a big guy. Like, it's not like he's out of shape and he's like carrying extra weight. I was like, what are we talking about here? I think he's a relief pitcher down the line. He does have good stuff. He could strike out 3 guys in the first inning and then be out of the game in the third inning. I can't bet his over.
Are these all starts, his appearances? I can't tell. I see 1 1/3, yeah. 2 1/3.
No, he had a couple relief outings in April. Yeah. No, these have been starts the last – he went to the minors for a little while, but they've been starts the last couple months.
Okay.
Yeah. What are the innings pitched? 2, 3.
3, 2, 1 2/3.
Yeah, these are
2 1/3.
These are starts.
Okay, well, the strikeout number, I said it's 4.5, juice to the under. 2, 1, 3, 4, 2, 4.
That's what he does.
Maybe we have to lay it. Howard under, huh?
Yeah, I mean, right. Listen, he'll be a good relief pitcher one day. It's just he's not a starting pitcher right now.
Okay, okay. Any other K-props that interest you?
I did like Pivetta. I'm with you there. Let me throw a home run prop at you, Joe. We haven't talked about any home run props yet. I got
one. Okay, good.
Chris Bryant, maybe his final days as a Chicago Cub.
It's a good one.
His numbers off of Wade Miley are out of this world. He's at over 800 slugging against Wade Miley. We know Chris Bryant always hits left-handed pitching. But here's my favorite part. It's not just that it's a good matchup. It's plus 310. You can find a plus 310, Chris Bryant. I thought when I looked at the numbers this morning and I saw Bryant, Miley, and you know all that lefty-righty, I was like, oh, this could be 250, 240. Plus 310 on Chris Bryant at a home run. Hit one last night.
Yes, and that brought a smile to my face. I'm seeing plus 340 if you look around a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you read off his numbers against Miley?
I know. I saw the slugging's over 800. I saw that this morning.
He's hitting 444, 522 on base, 1355 OPS. That's pretty good. And on the flip side, Votto against Hendricks. He's got a 543 on base, 1300 OPS. He's got 3 homers and 33 at-bats.
Yeah, and that's a lot of play.
Maybe total bases is the way to go with Votto.
Yeah,
I mean, Votto, 13 walks against Hendricks.
Right, that's not fluke. I mean, some of these, when we look at these numbers, like these guys have 15, 20 plate appearances against a certain pitcher, and you're kind of hoping the trend continues, whatever you're going with. Votto, how many times has Votto faced Hendricks? 50 times, close to that? Like, he's probably faced him a ton.
46 plate appearances, right. So 13 walks.
It's a good sample. He's faced him a lot. He obviously has a lot of success there. So maybe we're looking at some runs in that Reds-Cubs game.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, if you want to do stuff like 2+ hits, you can get Bryant at plus 200. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I mean, he's against a lefty. And doesn't it feel like Chris is going to go out with a little bang this week?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
I can see
and I hope it happens. I hope it happens 100%. Yeah, Votto and Bryant, once all the player props are posted, I'll definitely be taking a look at both of those guys. Anything else? I mean, the Ohtani number can't be great. Wouldn't shock me if Springer goes deep against Pivetta.
Oh, I could see that. Vlad Jr. is always, I feel like hits or home runs, like those props on Vlad Jr., he's been so consistent. It doesn't it feel like we've kind of like just taken Vlad Jr. for granted now? Ohtani passed him in terms of, you know, overall excitement for the season. It's now Ohtani's award, the AL MVP and all that. But anytime you could take Vlad on getting a couple hits, on hitting a home run, they're never bad. I mean, he's had an incredible season. By the way, Joe, I know they're not playing today. We'll probably mention this more tomorrow. You see who's just, I think, 0.2 of a war off of the lead in the NL. Your boy Max Muncy had another big week last week. Tatis leads the NL in war at 5. Okay. I think Muncy's at 4.8. And obviously DeGrom is hurt now. DeGrom's probably not going to win the MVP. He probably will still win Cy Young, but not the MVP.
Nope.
Max Muncy might win the MVP. You're one more Tatis injury away. One Tatis injury sent away. It's going
to
happen.
Let's go. Do they have to win the division?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Is Harper going deep today?
Good. He's been on a pretty good run.
Joe Ross.
There's home runs in that game. Look to that game. Look to Juan Soto to go out. They probably put that at 240, 250. He's been on a crazy run, and he owns Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, we both love the over. Oh, geez, gross. Harper's plus 220. Yeah, Soto plus 280.
280?
Yeah.
I mean, Juan Soto basically hits a home run a game at Citizens Bank Park. That's an interesting one.
Ohtani plus 250 kind of feels like value.
Yeah.
Even though he's pitching.
It's against, who was he against? Matt Manning? Is that game? No, he's against Herman Marquez. It's Rockies. Marquez is good, though. That's not an easy one for Ohtani.
Okay.
I'll probably stay away from that one.
If you had to do one home run prop, which one are you going?
Bryant. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Doesn't it feel like Chris gets in these streaks too, where he'll get really hot for a week? I could see him heading to the trade deadline, and Jed Hoyer's just smiling ear to ear as the Mets are overpaying, and he's hitting a home run every night this week.
I'll go Devers plus 300 against Thomas Hatch.
What did we decide? He's either made up or he signed the Declaration of Independence. One of those two things.
He may have.
So are the Cubs going to sell today, tomorrow? Are they going to take this to Friday?
Don't take it to Friday. It's so stupid. We've been talking for this about years, for this moment in time when they're going to have to make these big decisions, all the contracts coming up at the same time. You can't keep them all, even though they don't want to spend any money. I mean, Heyman was suggesting, okay, just because they're keeping guys doesn't mean they're going to be able to sign them long term. Jeez.
Yeah, he was basically ripping the Cubs. They don't spend enough money.
He's right. I never thought that the owners are always bad guys. But the owner that ended the curse that brought a championship to the Chicago Cubs is hated. Hated in this town.
From hero to villain. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a quick turn. All right, how about some future considerations in the NFL? We've got some nuggets to go over you may have missed over the weekend. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, keep it locked on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.